Hey foodies, welcome to Cooking Shooking. The season is all here when we enjoy some chatpata, spicy food and more. So we have arranged a lineup of recipes for you all, and we're going to make some tandoori food, some kebab, some tikkas and more. So today we're going to make some vegetable seekh kebab. It's going to be super delicious with the same smoky flavor and more. So let us start making it. You will need So the list of ingredients might be a little long, but the recipe is pretty easy to make. So we're going to begin by steaming up the vegetables, and just like we mince the meat when we make normal seekh kebabs, here we're going to take the vegetables, we're going to chop finely or use a food processor or a chopper, and then we're going to steam it. So here I have a potato, goes in, one carrot, 2 to 3 tablespoons each of corn and peas. So these 4 ingredients go in right now. You can also finely chop the veggies, but I prefer this way. So I'm going to finely mince them, kind of. You want to make sure the corn and peas are really finely chopped as well. So this is ready. So as I said earlier, I'm going to steam the vegetables. So here I have a steamer. What I'm going to do is put a cloth inside. So all the veggies go in. So the veggies is in. Here I have some soya granules. You will get this very easily in the market. So this is soya granules, 4 tablespoons. I have soaked it in about 3/4 cup of water for about 30 minutes. So these have all puffed up and all soaked up. So now what I'm going to do is just take the soya granules, press them with my hand, releasing all the water, kind of taking all the water out of it, and then put it inside. So all the veggies are in and they are well spread inside. Now I'm going to steam this for about 10 to 15 minutes in medium flame, and we want to make sure the veggies are well cooked. So while the veggies are steaming up, let's do the other work for it. So we want to take an onion and we want to add it to the chopper again. And we want to take 2 chilies, normal sized, a little bit of coriander and a little bit of mint. Actually very little of mint and a little bit of coriander, and now we're going to chop it finely. Now here I have a plate to which I'm going to add in some paneer as well, just a little bit of it. These are just some rough chops of paneer. I'm going to add in about 2 tablespoons of nut powder. Whenever I'm making some kebabs or tikkas or whatever, I keep this nut mixture. I mean, I just grind some cashew nuts and almonds and keep this aside in a jar and I use it. I'm going to add in the ginger powder, 1/2 teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin powder, 1.5 teaspoons of Kashmiri red chili powder, a good teaspoon of pepper, a good teaspoon of garam masala, ginger garlic paste, a little bit of nutmeg, and salt to taste. Kind of mix it really well. Make sure you break the paneer pieces really well. You can also add the paneer while you are chopping the onion as well. Smells really delicious. And just as we did that, our veggies are also steamed. It's been about 12 to 13 minutes. So I'm going to switch off the flame and I'm going to wait for it to cool down. I'm going to just take out the veggies and I'm going to wait for it to cool down. Now as our vegetables have cooled a little bit, I'm going to add them in to this. I'm going to add in 3 tablespoons of roasted besan and 2 tablespoons of soy flour now. Let me also add in about a good tablespoon of breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs will help in getting rid of the excess moisture. Just a tablespoon. Now I'm going to just mix it all well together. I forgot to add the lemon juice, so I'm going to add in the lemon juice now. And I feel this is slightly too, it has slightly more moisture than I want there to be. So I'm going to add in just a tablespoon more of soy flour. One more tablespoon of besan. And about a tablespoon of breadcrumbs. So just start with the amounts that I said earlier and then keep on adding it until and unless it is a consistency like I'm going to show you in later stage. If it has too much moisture, then you'll have a hard time getting this mixture onto seekhs, and moreover when you cook them it can fall off. So you want it to be like this consistency. So this is all ready to cook, but my tandoor isn't ready, so I'm to go and light up the tandoor while this is resting for about 30 minutes or so. So we have the tandoor ready for cooking it over here. So now I'm to divide this portion into medium sized balls. So here we have 6 portions. So here we have the seeks. These are metal seeks, not the wooden ones. Metal ones are much better, much stable, and they will make sure they do not fall in. And you can also use the iron ones, the bigger ones, flatter ones, but these are the square ones. So I'm to take a seek and I'm to take a portion. So take it, kind of press it with your hand and kind of make it oblong, then put it inside like this and cover the top. So I'm to wet my hands now. You have to make sure it is well distributed. It should not be too much heavy on the one side and not on the other, that way it will fall. So this is also an art, I must say. So now I'm to make indentation. You can make it any way you wish for. So this is one seek ready. Let me make more of them. So let me show you one more. Wet hands, and I'm to coat the seek kind of, and make sure the edges are well sealed kind of. Now I'm to make the indentation. And make sure your seek is not too heavy and not too light as well. I mean, it should be a medium sized ball to start with, and it should not be very thick. So let me cook these 2 seeks for you right now. So here I have my tandoor all hot and ready. So now I'm to give it a light air first, or I'm to fan it lightly. So comes our seek in. You can fan it lightly once again as well to increase the heat. So now after about a minute, I'm going to kind of change the side. You can see we have got a light color in them, actually slightly more. I took a little while to turn it. Make sure you're cooking this at high and kind of giving it a light fan once in a while, because if it's too cold, I mean it's slightly low, then you'll need to cook it longer. If you cook it longer, then it won't be as juicy. So make sure you cook it on high for less time than cooking it at low heat for more time. So high heat, less time. So kind of change it on the side once in a while to make sure it's not burnt and cooked really well. So looks like this is all ready for the basting. I'm going to take some butter and coat it really well with butter. Make sure you do it away from the charcoal, because if you do it over the charcoal, it might catch some fire. So this is all buttered up and ready. I can feel the aroma right here. So second one also ready for the butter. Looks so delish. So this one is all ready. Let me keep as it is once. So this one is all ready as well. So now I'm to take the kebabs out of the seek. So just take it like this and take it out. Looks delish. You can give it a light sprinkle of lemon juice. A little bit of chaat masala, optional it is. And mint powder as well, if you wish to. So all ready for me. Moist, extremely soft, flavorsome, and loaded with the tandoori awesomeness, especially the smoky awesomeness. So make sure you try this. I'm sure you'll love this. Just a little tedious to make, especially in the charcoal, but the effort is all worth. So make sure you try this, and you can find the text recipe on our website cookingshooking.in. As always, thank you for watching. Do subscribe, it's free. Bye.